Call them what you want. I call them
Bob and the Shookram on G105.
Dealing with John's daddy issues, Mike's huge big fat words. Maybe Kristen's need to buy all those shoes. And Bob will find a problem eventually. It's Kristen Wenz, Shookram psychologist. She'll solve the problems and give advice. No need to wonder or roll the dice. It's Kristen Wenz. For the listener's sake, please give them all some meds. Especially Bob.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
How cool is that? You got your own song.
I can't believe it. That is great.
Congratulations, Dr. Wenz.
Who came up with that?
It was one of our listeners, Austin.
Austin does a lot of our stuff. He's really good.
Really?
Yeah.
What a great surprise for a regular Thursday. I've got my own theme song. I finally arrived.
We can give you a copy. You can put it on your voicemail so if people call you. That'd be funny.
I love it.
Call your mom and dad. Hey, listen. And you know what I thought? At some day, we're going to have to sit here at some time, and we're going to have to go through your problems.
Ooh.
Okay, well, yeah, that would be an interesting take, but then who's going to advise me on them?
Oh, well, of course, Bob's the genius. Bob can advise everybody on everything. Are you kidding me?
Not a problem. Okay,
right.
Well, here's our problem today. And I think I just found out what the problem was, but I'm going to let you decide and see if you ask the questions that I asked.
All right.
The only thing that I ask of you is don't say it's personal preference. That's the only thing that I would ask.
Okay.
We think it's deeper than that.
Weird, creepy John, and you know how weird and how creepy he is. He has a crazy affection for women and their chest bones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like the collarbone. Like he likes them real thin and kind of
almost emaciated.
Yeah, and like the collarbone sticking out.
Okay.
When did that start, John?
It's been a thing, I don't know, for the last few years, definitely.
Why is that? There's got to be a reason. Why would somebody do that?
Did he watch a lot of those commercials, like for the little orphans in Ethiopia as a young child?
No, it had nothing whatsoever to do with
National Geographic,
that.
Did you guys?
Yes, and that's why he likes flies.
And he eats in a bowl with his hands. I don't know why that is.
I have seen some dirty pictures from some of those before.
You like that?
Those are nice, yeah. I mean, in some of those countries, they don't wear shirts and stuff.
I know, John. We all know that. We all relied. We're 13. We relied on that as a kid.
Exactly.
That and the JCPenney's catalog.
So, Dr. Wiz, what were you going to say?
Well, I'm going to try to avoid saying personal preference. But honestly, I think that there are the common things that men are attracted to. And let's think of it like a bucket of chicken. You know, in a regular bucket of chicken, you've got the breasts, the thighs, the legs. That's very equivalent to kind of the common things men are attracted to, right?
That's really not an analogy if you're using breast and thighs
and legs.
Yes, it does, because you can ask for white meat or dark meat.
Oh.
It's exactly like that.
The analogy is really good. Okay, let me bring it to completion here, okay? Right. So that's the regular bucket, right? But then you've got those people that like those odd liver things.
The chicken livers.
Yeah, that are kind of gross, but some people like them. And it's not as common for people to order those, but some people do like them. And honestly, I told John before we got on the air, if he likes something really bizarre, like women's nose hair or the crud that gathers in their eyes, then I would be disturbed and I would be a little bit concerned. But I've heard of other men liking, like, the clavicle bone, I think is what you're talking about.
Yes, clavicle. You that know, was just some, too big for us.
And the solar plexus.
Yeah. Or some men like feet, you know, which seems a little odd to some people. Or some men really like, you know, a woman's neck. So, honestly, I think his attraction would fall into the category of less common but not bizarre and freakish.
Okay, now I'm going to have to, you know how, do you ever watch The Karate Kid?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And at the very end, where the teacher becomes the
student becomes the master.
Yes, that.
I thought you were gonna sweep her leg.
I'm about to. So here we go.
Do the crane.
I ask. I'll stand on one foot as I tell you this. I asked John a few minutes ago. I said, John, I have a theory. Was your mom kind of a big mom? Is she a big lady? And he said, well, yes. I said, are your sisters kind of big, chunky, fat girls? He said, well, yeah.
Not fat girls, big girls.
Big girls,
big
sorry.
Bonded.
Sorry. And for me, that's the reason. The reason is because he grew up with chunky women all his life. And so now, with the problems that he's having with his family and everything, and he said this has just happened in the past couple of years, that what he now is looking for is something that he didn't have with all the problems, which was fat women. So now he's going after the opposite of the problems that he had, which is skinny women.
Or maybe he just likes chicken livers.
Yeah, are we overanalyzing?
Dr. Wins?
What's that?
Mike wants to know if you think we're overanalyzing.
Perhaps a bit, but I think you guys are good at that. And sometimes you might be onto something. I mean, who knows? Bob's theory could be right, but I'm not certain if that's the norm, because if you think about that, if that's the norm, then everybody who had a, you know, bad childhood who grew up with skinny parents would be attracted to overweight people.
That would explain chubby chasers.
There's a lot of guys who are really skinny who love fat women. There really are. I mean,
chubby chasers.
Yeah, we had these two girls come in here, and they were big. I mean, they were tipping at about 350 each, and they had this group where they went down to like to the Holiday Inn, and all these guys would show up who loved fat girls, and they were little skinny guys that loved that. And now, but their reason was because they remind them of their mom.
Oh, so in that case, they were actually attracted to what was similar to their parents.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Like an Oedipus complex.
You should look that up.
Big Mama has a true scientific theory.
All right, let me see. Big Mama.
Good morning, baby.
Why do you think John loves the wishbone?
I think he loves it because he didn't get the wishbone when he was a child, so he's going for it now.
Did they ever do that?
He had to fight for that wishbone. He couldn't get it, so now he's going to get it the way he can get it.
Big Mama, are you a big lady?
Hell yeah, that's why I'm called Big Mama.
Okay. Dirt.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I had a suggestion. You didn't like my little baby Chiquita name. We'll call her Little Mama.
That's a good one. I like that. Hey, John, is it because we've seen pictures of you in high school, and you had gained a lot of weight. Like, you were up around, what,
280-something?
Yeah, and now you're kind of small. When you were a bigger guy, were you attracted to smaller girls? Because your first wife was really, really small, right?
Nobody's attracted to smaller guys.
Well, that's not true. I've always been attracted to, like, smaller girls. I dated one big girl. And other than that, like, everybody else has been, like, really small girls.
Was it a charity case?
Michael.
It was just...
charity for him.
It was a late night, and I was kind of drunk.
She was a looker after about midnight.
Exactly.
A moped.
John had his beer goggles on.
See, I got the feeling that it's just like why people like green eyes or why they like blue eyes. I think it's
blonde hair or brunettes.
Yeah, I don't think that there's any deep psychological reason.
Being with a fat girl is like being on a waterbed. Look at this. This keeps on moving. This is crazy.
Bob, I think you just like things being wrong with John, like weird and wrong.
Like, I think there is some sort of a problem because, like, if you Google image, like, anorexia and stuff like that, like, those are hot, but everybody else is just like,
okay, that's disgusting, dude.
Really?
Now, Dr. Wins, that's a little weird, right?
No,
that's a little odd. If I heard him right, that you actually think women with anorexia are hot?
He'll Google anorexic girls and look at the pictures and find them attractive.
I don't like anorexia. I like the way that girls look.
Wow.
But that's
John,
a result of
I wanted to capture all this as normal, but that I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, you're no kidding.
He needs some sessions.
Yeah, he needs more than sessions.
All right, Dan.
Yeah, I gave him a name. I hope he's going to start seeing somebody. I mean, not for these kinds of issues, but, you know, for the deeper-seated issues.
Now, let's start at this, because this is scaring me right here.
Do you find that attractive?
No. Absolutely not.
Oh, my gosh, John. These are the pictures you look at?
KristenWinds.com. Go check it out.
860-1051 or 800-588-0105. Bob and the Showgram on G105.